This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting today from the nation's capital, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates, recommendations, and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Have you been keeping an eye on the oil price? It's headed toward that $70 a barrel area, and it could be a weight on the economy. It could be bearable for now, but the economists say it could pose trouble if the oil prices keep on climbing. The last time the oil prices were up around $70 would have been about 4 years ago. The market was in the middle of a steep collapse at that time. Many investors believed then the prices would soon stabilize and even recover. Instead, they continued to plunge, eventually hitting a bottom at $26 a barrel 2 years ago. From This Week in Agribusiness, it's a great start in writing the 2018 Farm Bill. That's what we heard here in Washington from some of the farm organization lobbyists, representatives of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and the National Pork Producers Council are especially pleased that the House Agriculture Committee included in its bill marked up the other day the Vaccine Bank for Foot and Mouth Disease, representing the cattlemen. The Executive Director of Governmental Affairs, Allison Cook, said exports that have become so crucial to the beef and pork industries would get shut off immediately in the event of a foot and mouth disease outbreak. And with 15% of our beef being exported and almost one-fourth of our pork produced in the United States moving into export channels, it would, Allison said, be a devastating blow to U.S. animal agriculture. Many of us have been impressed by James Shaw, Jr., what he did and what he said. That's the man who Nashville police say wrestled a gun from that suspect who opened fire at the Waffle House. Well, here's one more thing people are talking about. He started, Mr. Shaw started, a GoFundMe page to help the victims. In his words, please take the time to donate as all of the proceeds will be given to the families. Thank you for your generosity and blessings. Scam artists who love to prey upon our elderly have found a new fertile field. Those new Medicare cards, yes, they're calling the elderly. The con artists are cold calling seniors across the country. They're trying to steal Social Security numbers, bank account numbers, and credit card information, confusing those folks. Warn your elderly neighbors and family members and try to look out for them. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.